Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, you staying warm during the snow today?
It snowed? What?
Well, I hope everyone is commuting home safely tonight, and in the meantime, let's go over our challenge from last time. I said, start with the name of somebody much in the news these days, Nancy Pelosi. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a current country name and a former country name. What are they? Spain and Ceylon, now known as Sri Lanka.
All right, Ian. On November 16th, 1974, an interstellar radio message called the Arecibo message was sent towards a star cluster in hopes that extraterrestrial life would receive it. Named for the radio telescope in Puerto Rico that transmitted it, the Arecibo message contains coded information about numbers, chemical elements, DNA, human beings, the solar system, and the Arecibo telescope itself. Since the message will take approximately 25,000 years to reach its intended target, it is considered more of an example of technological capabilities than an actual communication attempt. To commemorate the Arecibo message, this week our questions are about subjects in the Arecibo message.
Okay, that's interesting.
A depiction of the Arecibo Observatory is included at the bottom of the Arecibo message. The observatory has featured in popular culture a number of times, including Little Green Men, a television episode that features Fox Mulder visiting the observatory to continue his search for extraterrestrial life. Little Green Men was the premiere of the second season of what series?
That is the still-plugging-along X-Files.
It is indeed. And that episode was the first X-Files episode that showed an extraterrestrial.
Huh.
Next to a depiction of a human being, the Arecibo message contains an illustration that can be translated into the average height of a human man, and another that can be translated into the value 4,292,853,750, which was at the time of the message's transmission, what?
Geez, is that the age of the universe?
Nope. That number has gone up significantly over the last few decades.
I get it. So this is the number of people on Earth.
That is correct. It was at the time the current the human population of Earth. You're right. The graphic in the Arecibo message depicting the solar system shows the sun and the, at the time, nine planets, with Earth shifted up slightly to indicate the source of the message. In August of 2006, Pluto was reclassified by the International Astronomical Union as a type of object known by what two-word designation?
I'll take a guess and say dwarf planet?
That's right. It was called a dwarf planet. The numbers 1 to 10 are encoded in the Arecibo message in binary format, which uses ones and zeros to express a numerical value. Each place in a binary number represents a power of 2, similar to how each place in a base 10 number represents a power of 10. What number would be written in binary notation as 1, 1, 1?
I have no idea.
So 1 is the first power of 2, so the rightmost digit represents the 1's place. So the next power of 2 is going to be multiplied by 2, and then the next one represents 4's, and then the next one represents 8's and all of that.
So that would be 7?
It'd be 7, right. All right, and finally, the five elements that are the components of DNA are represented in the Arecibo message by their atomic numbers. All five of those elements have single-letter symbols on the periodic table. H, C, N, O, and P. What are those five elements?
Hydrogen, oxygen, potassium. Oh, that's K. So carbon, nitrogen. And what is P?
The word begins with PH.
Phosphorus?
Yes, phosphorus is great. Drop us a line that won't take 25,000 years to get to us. Write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can use binary code to visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the word Arecibo. That's Arecibo. Change one letter to a D, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name, two letters, five letters, of a thing you can use to transmit a message. What is the thing?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody, and we'll be back with another show next week.
We will see you then.